Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
He gave us a song, Jack Grimm, Plano, Texas. It was the summer of 1965 in the small town of Plano, Texas, north of Dallas. Our family was new to town and we knew no one. This was our third move since leaving eastern Ohio 3 years before. My brother, sister, and I were the new kids on the block, and I was small for my age. I wasn't into sports, and my name, Jack, fueled the nursery rhymes that many kids used against me. I was out of most social dealings of a small town seventh grader, and thus had to prove myself over and over. Then came the new school year. For a while, I thought my face had a target that said, "Punch here." But I found my niche in third period the second day. I didn't know Mom had signed me up for choir, but it was okay because I liked music. Our teacher, Richard J. Winters, also new to town and to teaching. He was in his 40s, just starting his choir directing career. He was a tough guy, a former Marine, and I immediately recognized his love for both kids and music. Our first day, he told us what he wanted for us and from us. Most kids in class were interested in being cool. I was interested in making music. We each took a turn beside the piano, where Mr. Feinhout accompanied us. It was intimidating singing in front of the class, but I did. The revelation? I was a tenor. I wasn't sure what that meant, but I was proud of Mr. Winter's compliments. As he heard us sing, we saw genuine excitement in his demeanor. At the end of vocal testing, he rearranged us into seating for our parts. He declared, "You're going to be a great choir." Through many contests, our choir proved not just good, but among the best in Texas. I had found my home and my passion, music. I also found courage to pursue sports because of the "punch here" target was gone. Mr. Winters encouraged us to compete in solo and ensemble contests, to trial for musicals, and to be proud of our musical talents. He instilled in us a desire to do great things, to start our own groups, and even rehearse on our own. He allowed us to be human and make mistakes. One of his famous lines was, "If you're going to make a mistake, make it a good one." He was like a father to us in so many ways. With his encouragement, many of us went into the arts, and some of us are actors, musicians, writers, and songwriters. I had gained confidence to pursue my two careers as a professional graphic artist and as a studio musician, singer, and songwriter. When we had a reunion for Mr. Winters, his kids came from around the world to honor him. We told him what an impact he had on each of us. "Mr. Winters, you taught us how to be champions."
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.